It's time for advice and wisdom from Blevins Franks. After our discussion on the UK budget last week, Harold Watchford joins us again this week. And today we're going to look at state planning, specifically how Spanish succession tax compares to the UK inheritance tax. So how are we doing, Carol?
Doing very well, Howard. Good to be back speaking with you. I can't believe how close we are to coming to the end of the year. Time flies, but there we go.
That's true. Well, a key element of estate planning is to establish how you can reduce inheritance taxes for your heirs, so that more of your legacy remains with your family rather than the UK. Can you briefly explain the main differences between how Spanish succession tax and UK inheritance tax work?
Yes, of course, Howard. So moving from the UK to Spain introduces a new layer of complexity with your estate planning. You're no longer dealing with just one set of laws or tax rules, you're navigating two. Spanish succession laws, including forced heirship and regional tax regimes, can dramatically affect how your estate is distributed and how much Spanish succession tax your beneficiaries will pay. At the same time, UK inheritance tax may still apply if you retain UK assets or you haven't severed long-term residency ties with the UK. So although a morbid topic, it is crucial that we consider the often very high costs of dying, specifically how much your estate could be lost to the taxman. So to explain UK inheritance tax, so UK inheritance tax many of our listeners will be familiar with, and basically how it applies is that the worldwide estate of the person who passed away is subject to a 40% tax charge, and this is calculated on your whole estate. And of course, you do have some allowances. You have a personal allowance and a residential nil rate band allowance. So both of these allowances, unfortunately, are frozen until 2030, and they will have been since 2009. So there's almost 20 years where these allowances haven't increased in line with inflation. And many people are often shocked to discover how much of their estate could be lost to inheritance tax. So other than your spouse or civil partner, whether your beneficiaries are your immediate family, other relatives, or not related at all, doesn't make any difference to the level of the tax applied. So as I mentioned, given UK inheritance tax is charged at 40% on one's worldwide estate, if you're still retaining your long-term tie with the UK, and this will soon include pensions, and as the allowances will have been frozen for two decades, this is a form of severe intentional fiscal drag, and so the potential savings with inheritance tax could be vast. On the other hand, we have Spanish succession tax. So Spanish succession tax is quite different to the UK inheritance tax. It's not applied to the estate of the person who's passed away on their worldwide assets. It's applied on the beneficiaries or the recipients of the assets. So how it applies is that there's two scenarios where succession tax will apply. If the asset in question is Spanish or Spanish-based asset, succession tax will always apply. Or if the recipient or the beneficiary of the asset lives in Spain as a resident, succession tax will apply. So the good news is that in some situations, you'll have a non-Spanish asset passing to a non-Spanish resident, and therefore no succession tax will apply. So succession tax historically has been lower than UK inheritance tax. And in recent years, there's been Spanish succession tax reform in many regions, which has made this tax much less of a concern than it used to be. Areas such as Andalusia, Balearic Islands, Canary Islands, Madrid, Murcia and Valencia have all virtually eliminated their succession tax for close family transfers. So overall, when we kind of compare UK inheritance tax to Spanish succession tax, moving to Spain permanently and relocating your assets could in fact protect your wealth from most or all inheritance taxes.
Do British expatriates living in Spain remain liable to UK inheritance tax as well as Spanish succession tax?
Yes, this may very well be the case. And without proper planning, your estate could be subject to both UK inheritance tax and Spanish succession tax. While your heirs or your family will not pay both taxes in full, they will pay whichever is the larger amount. So what usually happens is that given UK inheritance tax is applied on a worldwide basis, based on the estate of the person who's passed away, this tax usually is declared first. And then succession tax may need to be declared after the assets pass to the beneficiary in question. That being said, if inheritance tax does apply, it's quite unlikely that succession tax will apply after that, because the inheritance tax rate is usually higher than the succession tax rate in question. So I think, given that both succession tax and inheritance tax can apply, how you structure your assets, how you position your wealth, and what professional advice you take can really make a significant difference on how your wealth passes down to the next generation and how much is actually protected from tax.
Is it possible to compare the impact of Spanish succession tax with UK inheritance tax for your family or any other heirs? Is your family better off if you live in Spain or the UK?
Yes, that's a very good question. So in the UK, the UK used to have quite a complex domicile-based inheritance tax system. However, this was abolished in 2025 and replaced by quite an advantageous or clear residence-based approach. This reform has created unprecedented opportunities for individuals considering long-term relocation to Spain. Put simply, if you move from the UK to Spain, after 10 years, you'll cease being liable to UK inheritance tax on your worldwide assets. And from this point, after 10 years being outside the UK, only UK-based assets will be assessed for inheritance tax. So essentially, what we would recommend is you can plan to keep any of your remaining UK assets below the nil rate band thresholds. And so basically what this means is that although inheritance tax can be quite high cost to your family at 40% on a worldwide basis, if you have indeed left the UK and you've permanently moved to Spain and you don't intend to move back, the impact of inheritance tax can be greatly mitigated. And in fact, after 10 years, the objective should be to minimize your UK asset footprint, and you can then minimize what assets will be subject to UK inheritance tax. And overall, you can greatly reduce the overall cost. Spanish succession tax, as we touched upon, is now far more benign, with close to a 100% reduction for close family transfers in many regions where our clients are, or where indeed our listeners will be living. So even if succession tax did apply, it of course is far more manageable. As I've mentioned, holding assets outside of Spain who will be passed to non-Spanish beneficiaries can circumvent and mitigate succession tax entirely. So overall, you can get to an optimal position where, after living in Spain for more than 10 years and planning for a succession tax accordingly, you can actually, you know, reduce or eliminate most inheritance taxes across the board. So I'd say overall, if you plan on leaving your wealth to your children or your family, living in or moving to Spain can offer a far more welcoming inheritance tax environment than the UK. To fully benefit, however, as I mentioned, it's best to keep your UK asset base at a minimum. And of course, if you can keep it below the £325,000 threshold, this will ensure that you're paying very little by way of inheritance tax.
So what advice do you have for our listeners, whether they live in Spain or are wondering whether to move here?
Yeah, it's quite simple, Howard. I would say take professional, expert, regulated advice on your estate planning. Estate planning, unfortunately, is not a one-size-fits-all process, especially when you're dealing with two countries' legal systems and tax codes. Everybody's family is unique, and your succession planning needs to be highly personalized to ensure your wishes are met. Engaging with a specialist cross-border advisor who understands both the UK and Spanish tax regimes is essential. At Blevins Franks, we help our clients avoid unnecessary taxation, navigate Spanish forced heirship rules, structure our clients' assets for maximum efficiency, simplify probate and succession processes, and overall preserve your hard-earned wealth for your future generations and your family. Ultimately, estate planning is about peace of mind. It's about knowing that your affairs are in perfect order, your family is protected, and your legacy is secure no matter where you live. We've been helping UK nationals move to Spain for 50 years now. And this long-standing experience gives us a deep insight into the financial and tax complexities involved in cross-border retirement planning.
Many thanks. Always interesting. And of course, the website is listeners' first port of call. Simply blevinsfranks.com. Speak soon.
Thank you, Howard. I look forward to speaking in a couple of weeks' time.